There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two on a Tuesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I carry for a reason. It's the only kind of holster I use because they work, because they're indestructible, and because they can be configured just about any way you can possibly imagine. Go check them out and see what they... Go check out the Scorpion line. You'll like it. You'll like it a lot. This is going to be my last thing on Newtown, on them continuing to dredge up Newtown. There are those that are saying right now that this new Pew Research poll that has come out shows a higher level of insanity amongst the American people because we're protecting the gun nuts. The gun nuts, which I guess would be me and you, if you own a gun. And my only problem with this is how they are very denigrating to a whole class of people. They say that they're not talking about responsible gun owners, and I don't know how do you differentiate one from the other. This is their attempt to make it seem like they're not totally unreasonable and totally intolerant, but then they completely blow that out of the water. This is all, according to them, this is all about the slow thinkers, starting with the mouth breathers for the National Rifle Association. I have my own issues with the NRA. And I know a lot of people that are members of the NRA. And these guys are very articulate people. They're not mouth breathers. They haven't, you know, they're... I don't know exactly what they're trying to say there. The slow thinkers. They characterize the NRA, the ones who have pipped themselves out to gun manufacturers and prostituted the Second Amendment at the same time. Because they actually believe that assault weapons bans and tougher background checks and limits on ammunition are somehow a threat to everything good and decent. Well, it is. It is because banning semi-automatic firearms that are fed with a box magazine is not going to impact crime because very few people use them. Tougher background checks. We've got background checks already. You guys don't want tougher background checks. You want a registry. We know what you want. Please don't insult my intelligence. I know you're going to anyway, but I'm asking you to because I'm actually a reasonable person. They want to ask the question, how many first graders and brave adults like those at Newtown have to be sacrificed in order for us to see the light of day? Go talk to Chicago. Go talk to Baltimore. Go talk to anywhere in New Jersey, Newark, Trenton, Camden. Go talk to them. They've got what you want. They have what you want. Chicago, not so much anymore. Crime is on the way down in Chicago. Oh, my gosh. Because people are carrying guns in Chicago. Oh, no. According to Gary McCarthy, it's because of new policing techniques, which don't exist. No, it's that specter that you might get killed by somebody you're trying to rob that's bringing crime down. And they also want to ask the question, how many of those first graders and brave adults might have lived if Adam Lanza didn't have a gun made for easy killing? there is no such thing as a gun that is easier to use to kill versus one that is more difficult. They all have one common characteristic. One common characteristic. They all have a barrel. Fast killing. Let me tell you about fast killing. Let's take a little quick look at James Holmes in Aurora, shall we? James Holmes killed 12 people. That was horrendous. He killed 12 people like fish in a barrel. His first weapon he opened up with was a Remington 870. At its max, it might have held 8 rounds of ammunition. Let's say it killed 6. Or carried 6. That means he killed 6 people at close range with that shotgun. That is a very devastating weapon, you know, 20 feet in. By the time he was done with that weapon and moved to his AR-15, by that time people were moving. He did wound 76 people. But he didn't kill them. But he killed between 6 and 8 people very rapidly with a pump-action shotgun, as did Aaron Alexis. So getting out there and trying to characterize a weapon out there, any particular weapon out there, as a fast-killing machine in order to ban it is disingenuous. Around where Sandy Hook Elementary School used to be right now, there is, some sort of a development going there. They have no trespassing warnings. There's signs in front of the firehouse advertising Christmas trees for sale and wreaths and poinsettias. If all of what they say transcribe, and I'll tell you why I keep going if. I've never seen anything. I've never seen pictures of the guns used. I've never seen, anything. Maybe the proof is out there and I just haven't found it. There are some people that are saying, of course it happened. We can't deny that it happened. Why is it so muddy? Why is the water so muddy about this one? Everything else is so crystal clear. The D.C. Naval Yard, we know a lot of stuff about Aaron Alexis now. We know about what he did. We know about James Holmes. We know about Jared Lee Loughner. Why don't we know about Adam Lanza? Why don't we know about Sandy Hook Elementary? Why isn't all of that out there? What kind of, my problem with this began with the coroner, who was joking and laughing. What kind of guy goes out there and jokes and laughs about examining the dead bodies of children that apparently, according to him, were shot multiple times at close range with an AR-15. I've seen what those wounds look like. They're not nothing to laugh about. What about the dad who's, giggling and everything before he's coming on camera and then he steps up to camera and then he's all kinds of somber? What about that guy? There's just too many loose ends out there. And they keep coming back to it. Why don't they keep going back to Aurora or Virginia Tech or Santa Barbara or Tucson or the D.C. Naval Yard or Columbine? Why are they going back to this one? Why do they keep coming back to this one? Arguably, Virginia Tech was worse. Why don't they go back to Kehoe when he blew up the school with dynamite? Why, Why this one? Why do they keep fixating on this one, which for me is so muddy? I don't understand it. I don't understand why this is the go-to place. And the other ones aren't. Arguably, the plan that Holmes had was much more nefarious. He did bombs. He was carrying a bunch of stuff on him. He had a mask. I don't know. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I can't say enough about them. I love everything they do. And I've tried a few other things. And the modularity is what does it. You can take a G-Code holster and make it, you can turn it into just about whatever you want if it's still going to carry that gun or that magazine. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The left is always going to come after our Second Amendment rights. And you need to understand that, because in order for their progressive agenda to really go forward, for them to really press the way they want to, we got to be unarmed, because they're afraid of what we'll do. Most of the time they get turned away, but just like with Washington State and everything, they'll take whatever they can get, and then they'll try to make it spread like a virus. One of the most nefarious things they've done is figure out ways to disarm veterans. And it is in their, it's in their best interest to really disarm the veterans, because of all the gun owners out there, the most dangerous group to progressives are the veterans. I'll tell you why. It doesn't matter what you did when you were in the military service. There were people that, you know, that never went to the field. There were guys that worked in the postal office. There were people that were admins and everything else. But we all take the same basic infantry training. We all have to pass on a yearly basis the same 30 common tasks, or at least in the Army. When I was in the Army, I don't know how it's evolved today. The veterans that are present today, that are the generation below me, are combat veterans. But if something bad were to happen in the country, the veterans will seek each other out, and then we will organize, and then we will recognize, you know, if somebody was a if somebody was an intelligence officer, we'll let him go ahead and plan an operation. We'll let him plan an operation. If somebody was a ground pounder, we'll get him to organize the patrols. Somebody was a communications specialist, we'll get him to organize the commo. We'll put together every one of the elements we had in the military by hook or crook, because we are quite adaptive. You've got to be adaptive in the military. Just entering the military means you have to be adaptive. Making it through basic training means you have to be adaptive. Because that is a shock on the system of a young person, believe me. Because in the military, every waking moment is regulated. You're never, when you're off duty, that's temporary. At any moment, they can call you and send you wherever they got to send you. Your life is, you don't exist in a democracy anymore. And people adapt to that. Now, not many. Over the course of the entirety of time in the military, with the military and versus U.S. population, I think that there's been between 1% and 3% that have served in the military. But today, on this given day, the military veterans of the United States are a pretty sizable chunk of people, depending on who you listen to, between 20 and 27 million. A lot of them are my age and below. Now, I'm not as viable as some 30-year-old running around. But the difference is, the difference between me and somebody that's never served is that I have that mindset of being able to adapt and overcome, find a way around the weakness that I may have, and still prove to be lethal if needed. This idea, this hostility towards American veterans, that have, especially the young ones, that have just gone over there, they've witnessed atrocities left, right, and center. They've been operating in a place where ISIS chops the heads off of Christian children. You know, let's presume Sandy Hook was bad. Do you think that's bad for Christian children to be lined up and have their heads lopped off because they're Christian and children and helpless? Do you think that's a good idea? They're looking at the veterans coming back today, and they're focusing on the quite understandable mental issues that somebody will come back with. PTSD is a temporary thing, and it can get bad if it's untreated, but why aren't they treating it? And if you take treatment for that, that doesn't mean you have given up every right you've got. That is not what that means. Numerous veterans suffer from some form of post-traumatic stress, but basic training is stressful. Some people become a little unhinged in that. It's going to be different from person to person. It does not mean that everybody that has these disorders are dangerous and not competent enough to own a firearm. In California and in New York, they passed legislation to arbitrarily strip gun owners of their rights if they are diagnosed with any type of mental health condition at all, regardless of whether or not their disorder is associated with violent or irrational behavior. A person who develops obsessive-compulsive disorder at some point in his or her life and has to have the kitchen arranged just so could also have his or her gun seized by the government, and that's ridiculous. Veterans get very chilling letters from the VA. Some have already received disturbing correspondence from them detailing how the latter could declare them incompetent, stripping away their Second Amendment rights without judicial adjudication or any due process at all. According to the Army Times, this tactic is expanding, and the Times reported that the latest defense budget bill passed by Congress contains a mandate that all active duty individuals and even certain people who are in the reserve troops have an annual mental health examination. It is a double-edged sword. PTSD is a genuine concern, but that's not why they're pursuing it. They're not interested in helping these guys. These ladies, they just want to take guns away from them because they know what we will do if it comes to it. They know where we'll go if it comes to it. And that's quite fear-inducing. Quite fear-inducing. It's like Larry Pratt said, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment exists to keep politicians nervous. And they want to repeal that nervous part and be able to do what they want to do. They're not interested in ruining you by your consent. They'll lie to you to get in there. You know. But you got to, in order for them to make this work, they got to take the teeth out of the Constitution, which is the Second Amendment. And, you know, there are certain veterans groups that are just not going to let that happen. I'm not a member of any of them, but I'm with them. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The only holster I use, and the only problem I have with them is their product line continues to evolve and just keeps getting better, so I keep having to buy new stuff. That's it. That's the only problem I have. The old stuff is good stuff. It's great stuff, and the new stuff is better. So, I mean, check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. In East Hartford, a 28-year-old man named Joshua Suarez was arrested after assaulting two police officers following a car accident. Now, Joshua Suarez's charges include assault on a police officer, possession of narcotics, engaging police in pursuit, driving under license suspension, driving an unregistered car, reckless driving, evading responsibility, and driving without insurance. In the past, he has been wanted for a homicide in 2006. He's had 51 previous arrests and more than a dozen convictions. 28 years old. The judge in this case praised Sergeant Jeff Morrison for not shooting Suarez. According to police reports, Sergeant Jeff Morrison approached Suarez with his gun drawn and repeatedly ordered him to show his hands to get on the ground. Instead, according to the report, Suarez got into a low crouch, charged Morrison, wrapping his arms around Morrison's waist and pushed him back. Morrison said he smashed Suarez on the left side of his face with his handgun in an attempt to end the attack. Although he was still falling backwards, Morrison wrote that he was able to deflect Suarez to his left. Morrison then jumped on top of him to control him. Suarez did not give up and was grabbing at Morrison's throat and uniform shirt. Morrison wrote that he was only able to break away from Suarez when his shirt tore. He then used his gun as an emergency impact weapon and struck the accused on the left side of his head again. More officers arrived and they were able to get control of Suarez. So, in other words, he pistol-whipped him into submitting, which I guess was fine. However, I would say that in this particular case, he would have been justified shooting him. Now, in light of the fact that he was probably justified in shooting him, we now have to ask the question, are certain cops going to be reluctant to use deadly force in light of what is going on here today? This also sheds some light on the joke that is the justice system, or the Connecticut judicial system anyway. 51 arrests and on parole. Whatever happened to three strikes? Where did that go? These are one of the non-violent offenders, by the way, that Malloy has ordered released from prisons. That seems to be working out really well for them. In your house, do you have a plan? Now, you may have fire extinguishers in case of a fire, and you may have a storm or an earthquake plan, but do you have a home invasion defense plan? More than likely, the answer is going to be no. You may have some general thoughts about it, but few people have a detailed plan on what to do if an intruder enters their home while they are there. The first course of action you should take is to try to figure out how to retreat to a safe space. In my home, there is none. In my home, there is none. From front to back, my house is very shallow. It's wide, but it's very shallow. From end to end, it's not a big house to begin with. 1,800 square feet, I think. So there is no safe place to retreat. The doors are made of metal, so that's good. If you have a house that is big enough where there's enough room and enough space to do something about it, or enough floors to it, maybe you could create a safe room. Now, this doesn't have to be a room with some elaborate oxygen system and, you know, power on its own power source. That's not feasible for most people. You can establish a room inside the house as your aftermarket safe room. The applications of such a room go beyond the space, but have a solid core door on a steel frame, include a heavy-duty doorknob, replace the standard glass on the windows to shatterproof. Security system extensions are a solid addition. Installing a small security camera that you can see outside the door. And, I mean, these can be really cheap nowadays. I mean, you can just mount it and you can only see it with your mobile phone. It's Wi-Fi based. And have a gun safe. A gun safe is a good idea, especially if it's bolted to the floor, because you don't want your weapons falling into the hands of an armed intruder if you retreat to your safe room. Now, one of the things that I do, because I don't have a safe room, if you don't have a safe room, this is something you should think about. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Literally, I've got a gun on me when I go out for a smoke break. I've got a gun on me when I'm doing show prep. I go to the restroom. When I go to bed, I've got weapons around me all the time. And that's because if somebody does, first of all, it has to do with the way the house is designed. My gun safe is in a room that I'm not normally in on a regular basis. So having everything in the gun safe and running to the gun safe to fetch a weapon in order to fight is not feasible. So I have to have a weapon on me. I think literally you can cover the space from the front door to the back door between 15 and 20 steps. But that's all beside the point. It's all going to be based upon your house. It's going to be based upon the layout of your house. It's going to be based on who lives in the house. Home carry is a very good idea. It makes it easier when you're out there carrying about day to day. There's lots of people that have gone through the trouble of getting the permit and everything that never carry a gun. And I'm always scratching my head at that. I'm always scratching my head at that because I don't understand why you would go through the process and then not do it. If it's a matter of, I mean, there's lots of ways to deal with this. There's lots of ways to deal with this. For some people, carrying a gun is uncomfortable. There's a way around that. For some people, carrying a gun means they might have to buy new clothing. Well, you should if you have to carry concealed. That's all part and parcel of being the law-abiding. But carrying the gun in the home, on the other hand, that can be out in plain view. I mean, it can be on your hip. I've had a couple of incidents here where when the police show up, they simply tell us, arm up. Because we'll be counting the minutes when we call them. And I do that more as a FYI for them. There's been a couple of things that have happened around my house that don't happen normally at other people's houses, having to do with what I do. So, me pointing that out to them, now they know. And they give us the perfect instructions. We'll be right back.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the last time at the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. They work for concealed carry. They work for outside-the-waistband carry, inside-the-waistband carry, tactical carry. When you put the RTI attachment on them, they just take on the shape of whatever you need for it to do. Check them out. Something for the ladies. I advocate a great deal for women to carry a gun, but, I mean, women face a different set of circumstances than we dudes do because of the clothes they wear and the shape of their body. A lot of women have gone to the concealed carry purse. So for those of you who are trying to convince your significant, those of you men who are trying to get your wife, girlfriend, mother, sister, to carry a gun. Here are the five best concealment purses to point them in the direction of. And let me point something out. All these purses are very nice purses with one little caveat. They're designed to carry a gun. And I'm talking a full-size hog leg if you want it to be. First up is Jennifer's Traveler by Gun Toting Mamas. The Jennifer's Traveler is full of pockets and card slots and all kinds of nooks and crannies, great for organizing. It works great for the office, the grocery store, or a night on the town. Its versatility makes it a very top-selling handbag, and it has a place for a gun. Then up is the Smooth Age Leather Satchel by Concealed Carry, carry being C-A-R-R-I-E, because it's carry, not as in to carry a gun, but hi, my name is Carry. This is for someone who wants a large satchel type of bag, like carpetbagger's bag from the olden days. The aged satchel is perfect. The aged leather feels like you've owned it for many years, and it has a slouchy feel, yet has enough strength and stability to hold whatever you need it to. Roomy enough to even serve as a small overnight bag. Concealed carry makes a great handbag, complete with metal feet to keep the bag away from dirt and grime. Then up is Jessica's Satchel by Coronado Leather. This is a mid-sized concealed carry purse, not too big, not too small. It will hold most guns and still have room for all of the necessary items. While some purses can feel too big and bulky and others barely fit your gun, the Jessica's Satchel will hold your mobile phone, a small tablet, keys, and ammunition magazines in addition to your gun. It has a stylish but casual look and has pleats built into the design. Then there's the Nicole by Urban Moxie. This is a youthful silver gray concealed carry purse with extra bling. And that's just the thing for your lady who likes a little flash in addition to function. The Nicole by Urban Moxie offers plenty of room. It will hold a small laptop or tablet. As a bonus, it comes with a high-quality, beautiful locking key set with a charm so that you can keep the purse and your gun locked at all times. For women with children or anyone concerned that an unwanted hand may reach into their purse, the Urban Moxie makes a great Christmas gift. Finally, we have the Hollister Crossbody Hobo, also by Coronado Leather. This is something for the higher-end buyer. They'll appreciate the Hobo. It offers a high-quality handmade leather crafted by Coronado Leather in San Diego. The slouchy look of a hobo and the security of a crossbody. I'm sure there's lots of customers that want a crossbody purse, and the Hollister is the perfect solution. For those of you trying to think of what to give to your wife or girlfriend or mother or sister or, you know, whoever, here's a way for them to carry a gun and be stylish at the same time. I like to carry a full-size gun when I'm out and about. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm looking for the psychological factor of me pulling out something that's, you know, I don't know. Looks like it takes five hands to hold up. But for some people, it's difficult. It's difficult to carry a full-size gun. So here's some ideas for carrying a full-size gun. And we won't get to all of them before the end of the show, but just something for you to think about. Pick the right holster. The reason I like the G-code paddle is it's very tight to the body and it disappears underneath an untucked shirt. Most of the paddle holsters out there, however, are a little bit more bulky than these and they don't conceal too well. If you want a paddle holster, this is the reason to go to G-code. Same for back paddle holsters, the kind, kind at a 45 degree cant. If you bend over, it's printed. Shoulder holsters offer an improved concealment, but they aren't too comfortable, and there's always a risk that shifting clothes will reveal the gun. The best choice is arguably a sheath in waistband holster, but then you've got to alter the way your pants are cut at that point. When you're picking a holster, though, pick wisely. If you're going to carry a full-size gun, you need to dress appropriately to go with it. A jacket will go a long way towards keeping an outside-the-waistband holster concealed. You want to make sure your clothes are the right cut, and you also want to, you don't want the cut of the clothes to call too much attention to the holster. If you want to go the extra mile, you can consider having certain clothes tailored with your holster in mind. You should wear well-fitting pants. That seems sort of like a no-brainer, but sagging pants means a sagging holster, which takes the chances of your gun becoming visible and skyrockets them at that point. Same time, you don't want to go too tight. Your best option is a pair of well-fitting, straight-cut pants. The belt. The belt is very important. You need to spring for a high-quality belt. Whether it's for a waist, the belt is very important. You can wear any kind of holster with a good belt. I wear a Mean Jean leather belt. Go check those out. That's a hybrid. That's a hybrid. It's leather, but it's built like a rigger's belt. I'll show it to you tomorrow. Ditch the extras. In a full-size gun, you have a longer magazine and a longer barrel. In some cases, that's going to give you extra ammo, a little bit more accuracy. This is going to make concealed carry just a smidge harder. If you want to keep a low profile, make it to where your gun is low profile. Distribution. You don't want to get too bulky in one spot. You want everything to look sleek. Subtle. If you're carrying extra magazines, you're also carrying extra visibility. The best way to combat this is to distribute everything evenly. If you sling your gun on your left side, keep the ammo on the opposite side. Think about how you stand, how you hold yourself, how you carry yourself. Say you're wearing a gun inside a jacket. Don't stick your chest out. If you're keeping your gun tucked in, holstered along the front of your waistline, don't slouch. Figure out what a concealment-friendly position is when you sit down. Just stay aware of your body and how you're presenting it out there in the world. Try to forget you're wearing one. Absent-mindedly, a lot of us will run our hands over them. It is reassuring to know the weapon is still firmly in place after all, but the downside here is that you're calling attention to it. The holster needs to be a quality holster. Wear and tear is going to affect it. That should go without saying, but you don't want to carry your gun if there's a slight chance of your holstering losing its release. Have a quality product. Make sure that it's performing optimally. Pay attention to your gun's exterior construction. I have a gun with a RMR mounted on top of it. You know, that's a protrusion. +2 on a magazine, that's a protrusion. Make sure that you are aware of what is going on. With the gun that you're going to hide, make sure it's not going to snag if you have to draw it. Practice drawing it from concealment. Don't practice in a tactical setting. Practice from concealment. Seek out a thinner gun if you can. There are plenty of them out there. Don't sacrifice comfort. That's very important. A lot of people don't carry guns because they're not comfortable, and that's because they haven't done some of the stuff I just told you. Food for thought. Turn it over in your heads. We'll do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.